Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette teen admits to Casper car theft spree, faces multiple felony charges. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A 17-year-old Gillette boy admitted in Natrona County District Court Friday that he and some guys were stealing cars the night they led police on a high-speed chase through Casper. Cowboy State Daily reported Everett Kale Forbes, who was 16 at the time of the August crime spree, pleaded guilty to six charges as a part of a plea agreement, including conspiracy to commit theft, two counts of theft, two counts of burglary, and one count of eluding. One aggravated burglary charge was reduced to a standard burglary under the deal. Prosecutors say Forbes and several other juveniles from Gillette and Sheridan stole multiple vehicles, firearms, and broke into homes during the overnight spree. The chase ended when Forbes crashed a stolen BMW and tried to flee on foot before being arrested. In court, Forbes appeared in a red jumpsuit and chains, telling Judge Joshua Ames he understood the charges and admitted to stealing cars and running from the police. Both prosecutors and defense attorney Stephen Mink agreed to recommend Forbes for Wyoming's boot camp program for youthful offenders, which could reduce his sentence if completed successfully. Judge Ames accepted the plea but warned Forbes that any misconduct in jail could void the deal and expose him to nearly a life sentence. Forbes is also facing a separate auto theft charge in Campbell County, accused of stealing a Subaru in Gillette earlier this summer. Wyoming Freedom Caucus pushes for budget cuts, lawmakers divided on how deep to go. Wyoming Freedom Caucus lawmakers say they're gearing up to make major cuts to state funding when the legislature convenes in February, but just how deep those cuts will go remains unclear. According to Wildfile, House Appropriations Chairman and Freedom Caucus member Representative John Bear of Gillette said during a Friday press conference that the group is determined to limit the growth of government and return to pre-pandemic spending levels. Bear said, "We're going to do everything we can to make sure government doesn't outpace your paychecks," adding that the caucus is setting budget targets but hasn't finalized specifics yet. The push comes as Wyoming's economy marks a milestone. For the first time, investment earnings have surpassed mineral revenues, bringing in a record $1.86 billion, according to the latest Craig report. But Freedom Caucus lawmakers argue that now, while the state isn't in crisis, is the time to trim spending. Not everyone agrees. Senator Ogden Driscoll of Devil's Tower, a frequent critic of the caucuses, said he supports efficient government but cautioned against overcorrection. Driscoll said it's easy to talk about cutting waste until you get the details. "If they can find real waste or fraud, I'm behind them, but I'm concerned we would cut ourselves into a budget crisis." Bear acknowledged concerns about legislative gridlock, noting the challenges of recent sessions when lawmakers struggled to pass a budget. Still, he emphasized that approving one is a constitutional duty. Budget hearings begin in December, with the full 2026 session set to open February 9th in Cheyenne. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.